This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, January 14th. Cattle markets had a pretty quiet day, just kind of watching the carnage going on in the grain space and avoiding some of that drag. And feeder cattle getting a little bit of a bounce from the drop in corn, but not the kind of energy you would expect to see with a corn market that's had a pretty good hit here over the last couple weeks. Feeders have bounced a little bit, but not a lot. Not a lot to show for the drop in feed grain prices. So that's kind of a red flag, to take note of that. Live cattle, I think, are part of that reason, as they too have not been able to get any upward momentum going. Live cattle have been generally lower since the beginning of the year. We've come down and tested the mid-December low. Market seems to be finding support there. But ever since then, for the last three or four sessions, we've just been pacing sideways. We just keep getting inside days. So, eventually you're going to have to break out one way or the other. And with pacing sideways at the bottom of a sell-off, my guess is that you're going to take another leg down. If you haven't been able to bring the buyers in at this point, it's unlikely that they're coming. And I think part of the reason is the cash market has been kind of floundering here since the beginning of the year. We're trading at right around 136 this week, which is down 4 from the start of the year. On the Fed trade, the dress trade at 218, it's down 2 on the week, and it's down about 2 on the year as well. So the dress trade's performing better than the Fed trade. On the flip side of that, the box beef values have been higher every day so far this year. They've each been up 9 days, and again, every day since the beginning of the year. We've had the choice rally $18 and the select rally $15. So impressive performance in the box beef valuations, but it's coming at the expense of fed cattle. And of course, that's looking at the packing plants running into labor issues again and not able to function at full capacity. That appears to be the reality of what's going on in the beef space yet again, and this time with the surge in Omicron. But it's been wave after wave of a struggle for the packing plants to be at full capacity simply because of labor shortages. But getting back to the box beef values, choice yesterday was up 293. We're sitting at 283. Select was up 178 to 273. The spread was up 115 at 1010. Movement was 127 loads. Slaughter rates so far this week, 455,000 head. It's 5,000 more than a week ago, and it's down 17,000 from a year ago. So, a year ago we were coming out of the COVID. We're kind of getting better situated and finding some balance there. So we're able to have a little better comparison than the year prior when it was just absolute chaos. The feeder cattle index was down 20 cents yesterday. We're sitting at 162.01. Export sales at 9,700 tons, pretty disappointing. Again, a couple weeks in a row where we've been below even 10,000. Normally we're in the 20s, so this is not a good sign. You can brush it off to being, as a hangover from the holidays, whatever, and that's probably part of it. In the rest of the world, there are still some places that are still on holiday, so certainly that's part of it, but still you want to see these exports pick up, and the weakness in the dollar should help with that. If we can't get anything going there, then we have an issue. Obviously, we've also got record high beef prices at the retail level here. Consumers are pushing back, so if you start to slow down your slaughter rates, you're going to start backing up cattle in the feedlots. If consumers start pushing back on record high beef prices, this pushes that back even more. It does create, I think, a negative feedback loop, and you've got feedlots that are front-end loaded. So certainly don't want to get in a situation where you're behind in the marketings. So we're coming into that critical window now. We were in, wrapping up the second week of January. We should be hitting our stride for, this quarter, and, get an idea of where the consumer is. I think just with the drop in slaughter and the tightening of the box beef supplies, that would help support prices as well. But it's if the consumer still balks at that, even with these tighter supplies, then I think that you're just going to run into a lot more headwind in this market. And again, the futures market, the chart formation suggests that it's been kind of difficult to get some upward momentum going. So I think that we're probably going to see a bit more pressure here in the short term. Longer term, It just depends on rain in the southern plains. That's really what I think is going to drive this market. If the rains don't come, I don't see where the producer really has any choice but to start moving cattle off pasture. Winter wheat grazing is going to end early from what we're hearing, simply because of high wheat prices and dry conditions. It's just going to pull them off early. But the rest of the pasture conditions are in rough shape as well, and you're going to run out of grass if the rains don't come. So that's nearing, I think, fairly quickly. Those decisions will have to be made. And I think if you start to see herd liquidation going on in Texas, it creates a huge amount of pressure in the market. There is a cattle inventory report out at the end of January, so we'll get a look at that number, but the market widely expects to see another drop in the herd size. And that is a bullish development. You know, as we've seen the last couple of years, the herd's been reducing, the calf crop is reducing. Demand for replacement cattle are good and strong in the feedlots. Feedlot capacity has increased while slaughter capacity has decreased. So it's a pretty tough combination if you're a cattle feeder. But nevertheless, it's a bullish situation if we don't have to see more liquidation in the southern plains. And that's not an assumption that that won't happen. Obviously, it's pretty dry down there, and we've seen very poor pasture conditions, very poor winter wheat conditions, which is telling in itself. So I think, a strong chance that you're going to see another round of liquidation. And when it's coming from the southern plains, which houses a big chunk of the U.S. cattle herd, that will make a huge impact in the market. If you think the drought in the northern plains had a big impact on the market, and it did, think what the southern plains would do. So we have to get past that. We have to see some rain, at least in the southern plains, to start the year. We need to see some rains in the northern plains to get us out of the drought situation before we even start to think about retaining heifers and rebuilding the herd. You have to have grass, number one. You have to have a hay crop, number two. Those are not slam dunks. And I think it's just going to take time before this market turns the corner. In the meantime, if you have continued drought, you just see another round of liquidation, which pressures the market one more time. It makes it a more bullish case on the backside of this liquidation, but nevertheless, it delays the herd rebuilding and it delays the bull market. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.